Last week, Parshas Kisisa, we began discussing the sugya of Maisa Shabbos, apropos to the pasuk Ki Kodesh Yilachem, which, to the extent that there's a deraisa source, at least according to one day in Tanarim, for the Yisra Maisa Shabbos, that is it. We began discussing the application to use of electricity in Eretz Yisrael, where there is Chilul Shabbos taking place on behalf of, or on the part of Jewish workers at the electric plants. And we'll continue that today. Parshas Vayakhel, Sabaru, where it makes sense to connect it to the Seder as well. So we had noted last time that there are three opinions in Tanayim as to what the effect of Maaseh Shabbos is. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is the most extreme position. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Maaseh Shabbos, sub machlokas in the Gemara, may be a din d'oraisa. And then you have the positions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that it's only a din derabanan, a knas derabanan, and we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the middle position of Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to Maaseh Shabbos, if a Yisrael does a malacha on Shabbos, if it's done b'shogeg, then it'll be mutter to benefit from it on Motzei Shabbos, both for the person that did the malacha himself and for other people. If it was done b'mezid, then it's aser to the person who did the malacha himself, olamis, forever, and it'll be mutter for acherim on Motzei Shabbos. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he passed in Shulchan Aruch. That's the majority position of Rishonim. And we saw that the Gaon is of the opinion that he passed like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that b'shas hadchak, under certain circumstances, one can rely on that position to allow others to benefit from Maaseh Shabbos b'shogeg, even on Shabbos itself. So we began discussing last week the position of the Chazon Ish, that one is not permitted to benefit from general electricity in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, both because of Chilul Shabbos involved, the Chilul Hashem involved, and because presumably the Maaseh Shabbos application where that is relevant. And we began discussing a Teshuva of Shlomo Zalman, where Shlomo Zalman, at least as a limud zchus, in a posthumously posted printed Teshuva that he had written in 1948, discusses potential grounds for leniency, at least as a limud zchus, for those who use electricity in Eretz Yisrael from the standard source and not a privately fueled generator. So the most prominent argument that Shlomo Zalman made is maybe heterim exists because of a connection to the calculation that there are cholim sheyesh basakana in the country, the cholim sheyesh basakana in the hospitals and other places need to have electricity on Shabbos. So anyway, malacha is being done on behalf of Cholim sheyesh basakana, which is beheter, and then maybe others can benefit from that as well. Why would that be the case that others could benefit from that as well? That relates to Simen Shin Yud Ches Se'if Beis, where there's a distinction between different malachos on Shabbos as far as if a malacha is done beheter, can others benefit from that same malacha? So the Mechaber writes, Shin Yud Ches Se'if Beis, Hashochit B'Shabbos L'chola, Bein Shechal Mi'esmol, Bein Shechal Hayom, Mutar Abari Lechol Mimanu, that if someone shechs on Shabbos, you have a cholish yesh basakana, he needs to have freshly shechted meat, so you're allowed to shecht on behalf of the cholish yesh basakana. Once you're ready shechted, other people can eat from that same meat on Shabbos. That's the principle that Yefshalu Kazayis Basar below Shechita, that there's no added malacha being done if you shecht an animal, if you're going to eat some of the meat or all of the meat. And there's no concern there that if we allow others to benefit from that meat, from that Shechita, then there's no concern of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo, that maybe the person doing the malacha will end up doing malacha b'iser on a level of ribui bishurim, more expanded active malacha. Aval hamavashel. But if one cooks on Shabbos for a chol hasheyesh basakana, and the Rama adds, oh, us a shar malacha, not just cooking, but any malacha, with the exception of shechita, then is aser lebari or lechol hasheyesh basakana. Then a bari chol hasheyesh basakana is not allowed to benefit from it. D'chashinan shema yarbe bishvila. We're worried maybe the person doing malacha is going to do extra malacha on behalf of the non-chol, on behalf of someone for whom it's not permissible to do malacha, and therefore that person cannot benefit from the malacha, even if it was done exclusively for the chol sheyesh bo sakana. So how is that relevant to electricity? Would you compare electricity or the malacha is done to in the power plant? Would you compare that to shechita? We do compare that to Bishul. What's the reason that maybe we compare that to Shechita as opposed to Bishul? So that's based on another principle that we have in Shabbos Kuf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there tells us, Nachri Shehilika Saner Mishtamish Lo Yisrael. If a non-Jew lights a candle on Shabbos for his own benefit, Yisrael is allowed to benefit from that candle. V'imishvil Yisrael Aser. However, if he lights it on behalf of the Yisrael to benefit the Yisrael, then the Yisrael may not use that light. Mile Mayim Lahashkas Behemto Mashkach of Yisrael. If the Nachri fills up water for the benefit of his own animal, then Yisrael can use the leftover. Imishvil Yisrael Aser. As the Nachri Kavish Leiri, but if he makes a ram, Yared Achav Yisrael, Imishvil Yisrael is Aser. Says the Gemara, Vitzricha, why do you need all these examples in the Mishnah? Diashmina ner, mishem de nerecha ner lemeya. Maybe you'd have thought that ner is unique, because nerecha ner lemeya, a light is a light. Once you light a candle, one person can benefit from it, 100 people can benefit from it, it's all the same. So if a Nachri lights a candle for his own use, there's no problem with Yisrael benefiting from it, as opposed to Avalmayim, Ligzer Dilma Asi Lapusha Bishri Yisrael. Maybe we'll be concerned when it comes to water, the Nachri is going to be Marbe Malacha on behalf of Yisrael. So now we're not worried about the Marbe Malacha on behalf of the Yisrael. So maybe we'll say over here, if you're igniting whatever you're igniting in the electric plant to power the grid, to create the electricity that people are going to benefit from it, then maybe that's analogous to a ner, which where we say nerach and ner lemeya, and we're not worried about shema yarbe bishvilo, and that would be similar to shechita as opposed to bishul or shar malachos. So that's a separate question. Do we care about the kavanah? So that itself is probably machlokas rishonim, but we're not going to get into that tonight. But there definitely are shitas according to which, and Rishon Zalman touches on this as well, that irrespective of your kavanah, that's related to the sugya menachos that I think we touched on last time briefly, the case of the person that there's a baby drowning, you throw out the net to catch fish. So how critical is your kavanah there? But there definitely is a credible argument, and some. No, the nerach and elameya. That's a question. Are we worried about shemi yarbe bishvilo? Meaning, once we're not worried about the anah because you're doing it for a chol sheish b'sakana beheter, even if your kavan is otherwise, maybe that's sufficient that lemais of the chol sheish b'sakana is benefiting from it. And we're not worried about Shem Yarbi Shvilo, then that's Shin Yuchasif Bey, is that you'd be able to benefit from it. So how does this play out, Lemaisa, this application of Ner Echad, Ner Lemeya? Simin Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph, Enu Yehudi Shilak as an Erbe Shvil Yisrael Asulakol, Afilu Lemishal Ahuluk Bishvilo. Aval imid liku letzarachol Yisrael afil im basakana. Then mutar l'chol Yisrael l'shtamesh le'ora. So if he's doing it on behalf of the Nachri, then Yisrael is allowed to use it. V'hu adin la'osa medura letzarachol letzarachol. And that applies not only to a candle; it applies to a bonfire, a torch. V'yesh osim b'madura mishim de'gazvina shem yarbi b'shvilo. However, Madur may be different. Maybe Madur is different than Ner. Maybe by Madur, we are worried about Shema Yarba Bishvilo. What would that distinction be based on? So the Torah writes there, Akim Shelo Kasaner Litzarchol, Litzarchol Shema Sakana, Yachal Yisrael Shamish Laro. Image will Yisrael asir lakol afilu mishul luk bishvilo avalim asa eish litzarcho. But if he's making a fire, not just a candle, o litzarcho l'sheim b'sakana asir l'schaim k'negdo shema yarbe bishvilo. When it comes to eish, that's less mugbal. So there, you're lighting a fire. If more people want to benefit from the fire, you may need to increase the fire. Because you're not doing it for light, you're doing it for warmth. If you're doing it for warmth, you may need larger fire. Says the Beis Yosef there, as Rabbi Morgenstern points out in a Chashmal B'Shabbat that we quoted last time. So the Beis Yosef then quotes a dissenting opinion of Smag, Sefer Truma, Mordechai, Hagos Maimonios, Shehem Yitiru Yisrael Eschameim Keneged Eish Asa Goy Litzarcho, Olitzarcho L'Shehem Asakana. V'lo Chilku Bein Hilik Ner Lasa Eish. V'nir Ali D'mashma Lehu D'kashem D'balakas Aner L'Cheshin Hashem Yarba Mishun D'v'ner Echad Sagi L'meya. Same principle applies to a fire for warmth. A fire for warmth can heat up many people just as well. It's not going to be as effective. They say something by Ner, that Nerach and Ner Lameya, but if you're in a room and there are 100 people standing there and there's only one candle, it's not going to be as good as if you have 100 candles. We're only worried. It's only a chashash anyway. So we don't go that far as to apply it to an air. By the same thing, we don't apply it to H as well. So we just saw that the Mechaber doesn't assume the way. The Mechaber does have the distinction between a Madura and a regular Nair. And the Rama says, Miyam Asein Yehudi Beis Yisrael Midaito Ein Yisrael Tzarek Lasei Saf Bishin Enem En Nair. There may be grounds to be made by a Madura as well. The Rama quoted, sorry, before that, V'yesh Othim Madura, that's a Rama. So the Mechaber says, sorry, the other way. The Mechaber... The Mechaber equates a Madura to an air, and the Rama has second. Yeah, the Mechaber has both. The Mechaber has Vyesh Osim in Madura. And the Rama says, Miyam Asaini Hudi Basis on Midaito, and Yisrael Sarach Latseis, Avishin Anam in Aner, O Min Madura. So the Berlocha says, Eisat Sorech, Vyesh Lismoch Adair Rishona, that the Eisat Sorech, he could be Somech on the Makilim, that a Madura is the equivalent of a Ner. Okay, so how does that all apply back over here? So first, Rav Shlomo Zalman argues that maybe you'll apply in this situation the Ner Le'echad, Ner Le'meya argument that if we're not worried about Shema Yarav Bishvilo, that if there's a heter to ignite whatever is being ignited on behalf of the Cholosh Yesh B'Sakana, just like we say, by Shechita Yafshel L'Kazayis Basar B'lo Shechita, so you're doing the same malacha that you'd be doing anyway on behalf of the Nachrim, on behalf of the Cholim, and we're not worried about, then it would be permissible for the non-Cholim to benefit as well. Just as if you light an air for Cholish Yesh B'Sakana, then others can benefit from that as well. But then later in the Shuvah Shlomo Zalman is not as excited about that kula. Maybe here in practice, we are worried about Shema Yarbi Bishvilo because of the nature of the malachos being done. It's not that there's a finite amount of havara that needs to be done in order to make the system work. So we should be worried that you don't say Ner Lecha, Ner Lemeya, even by that which you're igniting. Then maybe you have to be Machmir. It's not the equivalent of Shechita, it's not the equivalent of Ner Echad, Ner Lameya. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out in this Chashmal B'Shabbat that maybe it's even worse, because the argument of those we showed him that you could be Mekel, that Eish is the equivalent of Ner, is that just like Ner Echad, Ner Lameya, you have a candle in a room, other people can benefit from it, even if they're not going to benefit the same way as if there are a few people and more candles. So too, if you have a fire in a room everybody in the room can benefit from it. Eish echad, eish lechad, eish lemeya. But that's not true here. The electricity is going through the system to everybody's house. So that's not the same thing as everyone benefiting from the same eish in the middle of the room. So he doesn't think that that equation holds up. Rav Moshe has two late tshuvos where he addresses this issue. Chelik Dalet Simon Samach Dalet Os Dalet. He writes, Eretz Yisrael, Sherov Yisraelim, Yesh Lachu Shigam Apolim Hem Yisraelim, Lo Shaya Chetra Zeh. To rely on the fact that they're doing the malachas for a chola. Mikol Makom, Ruba de Inchi Afmi Tamidi Chachamim, V'yerei Hashem Yisbarach, Apabat de Knesios, B'yeshivas Nogin Heter. The Moshe observes that most people don't have generators. Rak Mi'uta de Gedoli Torah V'yera Nogin Mabatein Isser. Lo Yaduli Iker Tam. Not clear to me why that should be. What's the basis of the Heter? Al Shamati, Ki Akol Machinam Lo Rak Be'er Shabbos El Akol Yamim Shachashmal Yavod Be'etzem Shelo Ayidei Anashim. So he heard that the system basically runs itself. It's automated. And the only reason you need people there is to make sure there's no takala. You can assume the Erev doesn't fall down on Shabbos. You can assume the electricity works and no one needs to do malacha to fix it. Even if it was, maybe the Nachrim workers did it. So Moshe is writing to someone that better to be Machmir. So if it's a shalom bias issue, then you don't have to, you can give in on the shalom bias front. That's like a few years ago, I saw a letter to the editor in the Hebrew Mishpacha responding to some article about the Shidduch crisis in Eretz Yisrael, that someone responded that people should think out of the box and consider intermarriages between Litvish families and Hasidic families. So the letter writer writes that I have a happy marriage. I come from a Hasidic background. My husband's from a Litvish background. And we had to compromise. So one of us had to compromise on gebrachs, and the other one had to compromise on generators. And we're happily married. Then Rav Moshe writes, Chelik Dalet, Siman Kuf Kaf Zayin. He's not so impressed by this heter of the hospitals. He said, if we're just relying on the hospitals, so then the hospitals should have their own generators. You could have Nachum do the work for the hospitals. He doesn't think that's enough of a justification to allow for this whole massive system of Chilul Shabbos. So is the Mitzias that Rav Moshe seems to be referencing here correct, that things are automated, that Malacha only needs to be done if there's a takala, but otherwise everything is smooth sailing? Is the Metzius now different than it was decades ago? So I saw a tshuva of Rabbi Batsri, one of the Gedolei Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. Tshuva Shari Ezra Chelik Aleph Simon Kaf Beis, Chelik Aleph Kaf Beis. I saw this quoted in an article Rabbi Jachter wrote, printed in 1978. So he writes that he investigated, he took a tour of the electric plant in Ashdod, and nowadays everything is automated, he writes, in 1978, unless there's a problem. But if there's a problem, so then you have to fix it for the hospitals. So he writes, even though Machmir Tavla Bracha, he thinks that you could be comfortable using electricity because of the level of automation. So both in this HaChashmal B'Shabbat and in an article written by Rabbi Drazi, the author of the voluminous Shpus Yaakov series, they both say that over the years, it's clear that the mankals of the electric facilities tried to fool whatever Rabbanim came to visit and sold a story that wasn't reflective of reality, that they took them on tours to show that everything's automated, but in fact, that's not true at all. And they write that, in fact, the system may be worse now than it used to be, There were many malachas that are going on a regular basis, both malachas daraisa and malachas derabanan, in all these plants over Shabbos. He points out on Chashmal b'Shabbat that half of the powering of the electrical facilities in Eretz Yisrael are from natural gas, which is harvested on barges 4 kilometers off the coast of Ashdod. So they bring this gas onto the barges where they purify them. And he writes that there are at any given time, every day of the week, 50 to 100 workers, most of them Jewish, who are working around the clock in 12-hour shifts to process this gas that they're harvesting. And then there are pipes that bring it to the plant in Ashdod, and there are workers there all the time, and they're working these turbines. And aside from all that shigrati work that's done, they also do routine maintenance on Shabbos because volume is down on Shabbos. Fewer people use electricity on Shabbos. I know that's because of all the people using generators, but the demand, I guess people aren't in the offices, but they're home. He says there's less demand on Shabbos, and therefore whatever routine tikkunim needs to be made are done on Shabbos. So that's the gas in Ashdod. And then the rest of the chashmal is created through coal, where they take tractors and they transport the coal to the facility, and it needs to be ground up and processed and put into the vats or whatever containers that have the coal. And the containers can only hold 8 hours worth of coal on Shabbos. Plus, the way the system works is, in order to save money, they routinely turn off and on different turbines in different plants based on the demand, in order to save money. So if there's more demand here and less demand there, they may divert certain things, shut off or shut on, for economic reasons, and no more. So he says all that malacha is a lot more than anything done on behalf of cholim. He says, even if you wanted to argue, as Rav Shlomo Zalman entertained, that maybe we're not worried about Shema Yarbi Bishvilo on the Havara front, because that's Ner, that's Eish, that's Lashchita, but there are other malachas going on, they're grounding the coals, so there's no, there we definitely say Shema Yarbi Bishvilo and Trina, they're being Bavash of the Mayim, we say Shema Yarbi Bishvilo over there as well, so that should be a problem according to everyone. Rabbi Drazi writes in a little kuntus that he authored that in 2008, at the request of the mankal of the Chevrat HaChashmal, there was a meeting with Rav Yashiv, and the Chevrat HaChashmal was trying to push a new system where they would have a certain number of non-Jewish workers in the facilities on Shabbos. The proposal was 150 non-Jewish workers working alongside the 750 Jewish workers who get paid 3 times overtime on Shabbos, which incentivizes the Jewish workers to work. And the plan was that somehow they wanted to convince Rav Yashiv that that'll make things better. But the problem was they weren't willing to commit that the malachas would only be done by the Nachrim. They weren't willing to even say that at any given time, they said any Yisrael would have the right to do whatever malach he wants. And they made a condition that they would only even do this if Rav Yashiv would publicly endorse using electricity in Shabbos and tell everyone to stop using their generators. So Rav Yashiv remarked to Rabbi Drazi that they're asking for the dowry before the chasan. It's not going to work. It's bittul zman, and we'll get schar for the time that we dedicated to this. So he writes that this plan is going to have to wait limos hamashiach. But he points out that there's almost no way in the world that anything is going to change in Eretz Yisrael, because they even asked, at the very least, don't do any malachos or don't turn on or off anything for the first few hours of Shabbos. Then at least first few hours of Shabbos, you can assume that the electricity is usable. They said, no, if we do that, we're going to lose $6 to $8 million a year. And if you find a donor to offset the cost, then we'll consider that. Then they asked, why do you have to have these containers for the coals that only hold 8 hours worth of coal at a time, Why can't you make one that'll hold 28 hours of coal at a time? So that they said would be financially unfeasible. And to have something fully automated is dangerous because if you have all that fuel in one place in an automated way, that's dangerous and not practical for other reasons as well. My friend Rabbi Josh Fluke told me that in Boca, he's talking to a firm engineer that worked for the power company. There, he said everything is pretty much automated. Rabbi Drazi, right, said in the whole world, almost nothing is automated. Nothing's fully automated. So I haven't researched that further. But at least the representation seems to be noticed as well that there's definitely no automation of no going on. And in fact, there are many, many malachos, not just in the event of a takala going on, but under routine circumstances, both just to get things moving and to save money as well. So that being the case, are there other grounds to still justify not using generators? Rabbi Willig writes in his not yet published article on this topic that maybe there's another consideration to be makel, at least as a limud zchus. We saw last time briefly, we'll close with this, Mishabrua in Shin Yud Chesef Katan Beis, as far as the restrictions of Maaseh Shabbos, kol sheyesh safek pluksa bezeh, ihavi b'chlal bishul alav. So we're talking about the bishul application, that if there's a machlokes whether something constitutes a malacha, o b'shar malachos ki agavna, ein lesser b'di'eved, then you don't have to ask for benefiting from that Maaseh Shabbos b'di'eved. The kol iser hazeh rak midrabanan shekansu, because anyway, it's only iser derabanan, ben Yochanan Salomi holds this deraisa, but if either a mayor say it's a knas derabanan, speak a derabanan lekula, so says the Prima Gadim. So Rabbi Willig points out, if that's the case, if you look at all the malachas going on, one could argue just about all of them may be subject to a machlokes. For example, if they're heating up water, so according to some Rishonim, ein bishalach bishul davar lach, or at the very least, Bishalach and Bishal with Dabar Lach may only be an Isser Dirabanan. So then that's subject to Machlokas. And if you're grinding the coals, so according to some poskim, Ein Tchina Ela B'Gedulei Karka. And coals, even though they're, and the ground itself is not considered Gedulei Karka for those purposes. So the coals may be, not be subject to Tchina, at least not Tchina Daraisa either. And if we're only talking about an Isser Dirabanan, so then you have the Gaon to be Mekalan that if you assume that the workers are shogegim, or tino chinishbosh, maybe din b'shogeg, and you can rely on the gun that you can benefit from Maaseh Shabbos done b'shogeg on Shabbos like a mayor. So then you could add that to the mix as well. And those that would be makel, that anything done where there's a primary pikuach nefesh consideration would be mutter. So even if you argue with that, but if there are makilim, that as long as there are chol m'sheish v'sakana they're benefiting, that would be sufficient. So you could throw that into the mix also. That might be subsumed under the Prima Gadim's kula, that anytime there's a machlokes, you don't have to worry about Maaseh Shabbos b'di'eved. So he has other related arguments as well, but that may be justification for using or justifying using the standard electricity if you don't have a generator. But these are some of the issues with the electricity in Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos.